Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, Barghani, Islam, Hete Poo, and all that. Once again, Gino Rocco Ninani, Chief Noble Bandele, once again, the team for another show. And I got a special guest in the building. Got the sister, Syrian Cerise, here with me today. We'll be discussing the oracles and how they apply to rites of passage, you know, what oracles are about, you know, divination, you know, getting into all those spectacular things. So, know the sister for a while, and she's really into the occult. She's dealing with, she's a healer, herbalist, astrologer, you know, oracles, all the occult. And so, you know, I really want you to start today with, as far as with starting out with oracles and with your opinion, you know, your thoughts on the oracles. So I'm going to let you get the floor for now.
Greetings, everybody. I'm Cerise Miriam, and thank you so much for that gracious introduction. I appreciate that, Bandele. What we're talking about today is oracles. Now, what is an oracle? You know, an oracle is a high priestess or a priest that can show you things about yourself and also the people who are around you. There are different tools that an oracle uses as well, and depending on how that person feels or what they gravitate towards, those are the tools that they use. People use runes. People use geomancy. Geomancy is using the earth, drives and rods. You can also use astrology, tarot. And some people use their natural empathic and clairvoyant or clairaudient or clairsentient abilities as oracles as well. So when we're speaking of rites of passage, well, you want to definitely figure out what's going on at birth. That's how you, and you would contact my family for an astrological reading on your child. And I do a multiple I deal with multiple different strains of astrological knowledge. So I will go to the Vedic astrology, I will go to Mayan astrology, I will also go to the Western astrologies, which are your signs that people are regularly familiar with. But there's all different kinds as I have specified. And depending on where you are and what you are into, you can get that information done.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt. So when we, you know, I talk about oracles, you know, I think about, you know, using these different tools to see things. So like what do you use, for example? You use like tarot or the, you know, like or Kyrie shells? Like what is your practice that you use?
Kyrie shells. I don't use Kyrie shells. The reason why I don't use Kyrie shells is because I use Kyrie shells as a form of how to bring money toward me, to me, because Kyrie shells were actually used in the Congo as well as in the Americas for money or exchange. So that's what I use them for. Like a lot of people who practice Ifa or Yoruba or Santeria, they do use Kyrie shells in their divination. I do not, because they are money themselves. And that's the energy that has been placed upon them. So I wouldn't use that as a divination, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. But me, myself, I use astrology, tarot, dream interpretation, and my natural empathic abilities. You know, when you're an empath, you're able to pick up other people's energies as well as you're able to pick up and read other people's energies as well as absorb them. So if you're not careful and you don't know if you're an empath or not, you can absorb someone's energy, and it may be malevolent in that case. So you have to be really careful with that. But that's what I use, my natural empathic abilities. I'm also a medium where I can communicate with people who have transitioned. So I'm able to communicate with the spirits that are beyond. And also I use astrology and tarot. Now, depending on it depends on it. Like, those are just my normal commonly used forms of divination. More uncommon uses of divination, it's going to go by what the person needs versus what the person needs and what's going on in their life. So if a person comes to me and say, hey, I think I've been hexed. I think somebody has placed a root on me, and that's how people would say hex, coming from the American folk magic. You would say root. You know, somebody put a root on me. If somebody say that to me, one thing I would do is do a water bowl divination. But for children, I usually babies, people, you know, just coming into the world, I stick with astrology, and that's pretty much it. It is not until, you know, we come full of ourselves and come into our personality that I will go into a different form of divination. And, you know, those are your oracle, your card, you know, your oracle cards, you know, or just being a flat out, a plain out oracle period to the child, you know, being able to see what's going on with the child that I can forewarn the parents about.
Okay. Well, so tell me a little bit about the tarot side. Like, you use tarots, like, that about, and how are you using them?
Well, when I use tarot, how I do tarot is I do an astrological tarot, or I can do a past. It's different. It's many different spreads, and I really do go by, I listen to my clients, and I really do go by what they tell me, if that makes sense. So if they're telling me, oh, I need, you know, help with love or financial relationships, so I would create a spread. But there's 78 cards, and you have your major arcana, and those cards deal with, you know, all things that go on in life that you need to deal with. So that's intellectual, economic, you know, social, emotional. Then you have your cups, which deal with your relationships with people. You have your wands, which are which deal with the physical energy and personal enterprise. You have your pentacles. Your pentacles are your money. These are your minor arcana are the ones that are not within the four suits. Let me make that clear. So you have your cups, your pentacles. Well, you have actually five suits. You have your cups, your pentacles, your wands, and your swords, and your major arcana. Like I said, the major arcana are like major life lessons, that need to be mastered, or you need to pay attention to when they fall into your car, whether they fall into your, whether they fall reverse or whether they fall upright. You need to pay attention to that. So I'm going to just start over. Your cups deal with your emotional relations, your emotions, your relationships. Your pentacles deal with your money. Your wands deal with your physical energy and growth. And your swords, your swords are going to deal with more of like what's going on in your life and how you should deal with it. That's how your swords are going to come.
Okay. So when you're using the tarot, you say you have different type or different different types of tarot?
Oh, definitely. There are many different types of tarot. Like, you can create your own tarot deck if you choose to. But there's many different types. And it's pretty much it's the same basic, the four suits and the major arcana. But they can mean different things. You know, I previously had a deck where it was a Native American shaman deck, a healing deck. So if somebody needed healing or I wanted to know what type of ailment was going on that I may not have been able to pick up or feel, you know, just through touching them or being around them, you know, I would consult those cards. You have your goddess decks, you know, that's primarily for women who need readings, you know. So you have many different, you have your witch's tarot, you have your eighth-way tarot, which is your, you know, your basic or most common deck created by John the Eighth Way. I probably didn't pronounce his name wrong because it looks funny. White people languages and their names don't look right on paper to me. So I will say with their last names, I will say that when they're coming from, and I think he's like a German. So you have those decks, those more common decks as well, but there's many different decks and there's many different ways to do it. My deck is like a tarot mini deck, plant based, and you know I'm coming from that earthly standpoint, to where we have to think on practical terms. So that's what my deck entails. But there's many different decks that you can use, or also get consultation with, if you choose to.
So, in your opinion, like how do the tarots differ from other divination systems, like maybe the Ifas or I don't know if you're familiar with the I Ching or what they say sometimes.
The
I Ching.
I'm familiar with the I Ching.
Right. So is there any difference between that and the I Ching, you know, between that and tarot or not? Is there, but I mean, like, are there, like, to you, are there any differences?
The answer, the simplistic answer would be no. There isn't a difference because they're all forms of divination of either trying to see what's going on, what has happened in the past or what's going on in the future or what's ailing me right now and how can I fix it. So they're all forms of divination or all forms of or what an oracle or a shaman would do. But they use different methods. So, with the I Ching, they're using a different method of symbols and signs to get you to the point where you need to go. Geomancy is going to use dots and symbols. You have runes where you make runes are kind of similar to I Ching where you use the signs and the symbols to see what's going on, and even cowrie shells. Cowrie shells are...
Yo, peace. I think we just lost sister. Maybe perhaps her phone died, but we will wait for her to get back on the line. In the meantime, that was pretty interesting what the Sister Miriam was speaking on, the lack of difference in oracles and how they pretty much do the same thing. But so while she's gone, I'm going to what I'm going to do is discuss some of, I guess, my part on that passage and connection to the oracles, because there is a direct link, and with that direct link, it can be connected to our rites of passage, which will in turn give us religious rights to be protected, you know, by the Constitution or by the United States. So as you're living here or other countries who have rights of religious protection, we have to realize that these things that are considered spiritual are more so they are of a religious, like if you want to use it for purposes. So, you know, with that being said, when we look at divination and how to use it, like, for example, in this purpose of birth, when you look at Yoruba Santeria tradition, their use of divination with the emphasis, its purpose with, like, the purpose, the diviner or the person that's giving the revelation, their purpose is to unify or to incorporate the child into the world, into the world they're coming into, or into their family. So, you know, they would bring them into the community, and it would be their job to make sure they make that transition from that spiritual realm to the physical realm. You know? So for a lot of us, it's important as we go back to our, like, our indigenous rights, when we go back to our ancestors, you know, creeds, as more say, you know, go back into the creed of our ancient fathers. When we look at that, the oracles played an incredible part in society and life, pretty much for everybody. You know, for all people, you know. I remember watching the show with the movie 300. And the movie 300, even when you look at the Greeks and how they moved, they had to do anything. And that was how it was in ancient times. Anytime one of, you know, kings or anything, they could not make a move unless it was through the oracles. And so when you look like Leonidas, and how he had to go to the oracle before he could take that expedition out, you know, those 300 men out to fight against, you know, Xerxes. So it was even something said in that where it said that, oh, as a king is, he still had to bow down to the diviners. Okay? So the divine and divination has always been an integral part of ancestors and our actual life, okay? And so what, as we do now, what you have to do is when you have a tool or have a divination being done, a lot of times it needs to be recorded and kept for record. That's where things may be different than our traditional ways because, you know, most of our ancestors, they had these things in their mind. You know, it was they didn't keep any physical books. Everything pretty much was orated. So it was all by mouth. It was all traditionally memorized, and people had to basically had to live and memorize stuff, you know what I'm saying? But in today's society, you know, everything is pretty much transposed into some form of data, whether it be in a class or on a piece of paper. You know, people are going to record it. Now, what's important is that when you use the oracles, most of the time the oracles will record it, but it's important for you to record that and it become part of your religious books. So, for example, when the Christian would have a child, they will record the child's birth and whatnot in their religious book, so their Bible. But what we're saying is that with religious books, you would, even if it was a Bible or whatever it is that you're using, you would record your spiritual, your oracle, like especially for your child's being born. You know, like we've talked before on other blogs, that they would use the natal chart along with the child, so that you would have the natal, you know, positions of the planet and everything. But even go further, when you do the divination and the diviner has done his job by bringing the child into the physical realm, that diviner is basically signing off on the child's birth. And so it's almost like you could replace doctors or things like that that would be normally used to confer a child's, but you could say that the child technically wasn't even born until the diviner made sure that the child crossed over properly. Okay, and then when they sign off on that, that gives jurisdiction to you again. You know what I'm saying? It gives jurisdiction back to the community, the family, you know, goes back to their culture. So culturally speaking, these things can be done under the guise of religion, okay? But it all is dealing in spirituality. So that's what's important. Now, sister is not back yet, so I'm thinking her phone probably died. But the sister will be back for more shows. She's a bright one coming up in the game, and she's also assist with helping us with the paperwork. So, like, as when you need a ritual done, you need, as part of rites of passage, if you get a child is being born, you want a natal chart, you go to Sister Steve. Okay, you go to Sister Miriam. Okay, if you have issues, things that you're trying to work on spiritually, using tarot, using astrology, okay, using herself as a medium, she has the ability to have insight. Okay, now another thing, when we talk about mediums, divine, and divination and diviners, from what I gather, overstanding, is that talking about Tahuti. So for all people who do that, you know, Tahuti wisdom. Tahuti is supposed to have left the tools of divination behind as a tool to help people to, you know, use Tahuti. Sometimes Tahuti is not able to be used in the, let's say, in your own self, because ultimately, when we get Tahuti, part of the tree of life, as I've learned, and Tahuti being in the top in the Trinity, okay, as part of all knowing, all seeing, all, you know, all knowing. So it's in the top. It's what in the Boers would call the triune God. You know, in the Circle 7 Quran, it talks about the triune God. Well, one of those three gods, one of them would be Tahuti. Okay, so Tahuti is wisdom and divine. It's like, you know, brought mathematics and speech and writing and all that, but it brought divination. Anytime you're using divination, you're using that faculty, Tahuti faculty. Now, if we have a Tahuti faculty within us, but through the undisciplined, sometimes we're not able to the words, or when we look, you know, they got the vision of a God, and then, you know, like a God on one side and the devil on the other. You know, that God side is your divinity. So This is back on, so let me click her back on. We got a few minutes left, please.
I apologize, everybody. Mercury in retrograde. My devices are going haywire. My apologies.
No doubt. I was telling them that, you know, we will do another show or, you know, other shows as you come on so that we can gouge in some more, you know, understanding of that. Because we got like about 4 minutes left. So what I wanted to do is just let people get your contact information and you know, what you can assist as your services.
My email address is starqualityastrology@gmail.com, and it's spelled just the way it sounds, starqualityastrology, all one word, @gmail.com. And also, you can also hit my page up at Star Quality Astrology on Facebook. And you can hit me up on Instagram at Cerise Mariam or my personal Facebook at Cerise Mariam and ask me any questions. I'm pretty much open all day. If it's later in the night, I may have to respond. If it's after 11 p.m., I may respond to you early that morning.
Out, no doubt. And also, you're doing Etheric Minds Radio as well, correct?
I have Etheric Minds Radio, and I also have Star Quality Astrology. And Star Quality Astrology, if you decide to have a tarot reading or have me do a birth chart for you, I also do dream interpretation. A lot of times when we're online and we're looking for dream interpretation, we don't see the signs and symbols may not match up because they are pertinent to you and how you look at the world. So that would, with dream interpretation, I give that free with any purchase of any service that I offer. Or cleansing and chakra balancing, of course, you will have to be in the area where I am in Dayton, Ohio, in order to be able to utilize that service. So that's a service that I do in person. But all the rest of the services we can do online or over the phone, and it would be no problem at all.
Excellent. And also, you know, all the stuff that we're dealing with on the show, you can also find it in my book called Indigenous Manual for Life. You can find that on Amazon.com. Also, once the music is by John Cart, so I didn't want to leave that out. And that's really all. Check us out. We're going to try to keep this going every week. You know, I'm going to try to keep rolling. So I appreciate you, sister, coming on, and we will return. All right, everyone.
Well, thank you so much, Mendeley, and I appreciate you as well, and I appreciate you all for listening, and you all have a wonderful day.
All right. Love.
Thank you.